Today, the therapist Dr. Now wants me to see is coming over so I can start that. He wants me to do this every 2 weeks, and I agreed to that. But I don't think doing therapy like this is gonna make much of a difference in terms of my weight loss right now, because I know I'm working hard and I'm determined to do what I need. So dealing with my emotional stuff is something separate from that. But I know over the long term, it could be good to deal with a lot of this stuff for my emotional progress. So that's why I'm okay with it and I'm willing to do it. Hey, I'm back here.
Hi.
Hi.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Ms. Mercedes. Where would you have me?
Right there, so Jerry can pull
okay.
up.
Okay. Is out here fine for
yeah.
you? Okay. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Who'd you grow up with?
My brothers and sisters. It's 7 of us all together.
Oh, wow. That's mm-hmm. a large family.
Yeah.
Were there ever times when you felt lost in the shuffle of such a large family?
Yeah. Like, my mom paid more attention to my other sisters than me.
That must have been difficult for you.
Yeah.
What about with Dad?
I was sexually abused by my dad.
I'm sorry that happened to you. That must have been really tough for you.
Yeah.
What was it like for you having to be around your father, but knowing that those things would happen?
I don't know. I love my dad. I still do. He passed away last year.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And I didn't get to go to his funeral, but he called me and he asked me to forgive him.
And were you able to forgive him, Mercedes?
Yeah, I forgive my dad. I've been forgave my dad.
When a young child is sexually abused, and especially by a parent, it's not uncommon for you to love your father and to forgive him. But what your dad did was awful and it was wrong. And nobody's judging him, but he hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't deserve that. That's a complex trauma. And so for a lot of survivors of sexual abuse, it's common to fall into different types of addiction. So it sounds like you find yourself turning to food to self-soothe as a coping mechanism.
Yeah, basically. I'm paying for it now, because I can't really do what I want to do and be there for my kids, and they have to be taking care of me. And I know it's taking toll on my daughter. She's not being able to do what she got to do and be a kid. It's all because of me.
You know, Mercedes, I know that you have some guilt over how much your daughter has to do to help care for you. And so I want you to take a minute and think about what you would want to say to your daughter if she were sitting here right now.
First, I'll say I'm sorry for her having to help me and take care of me instead of me taking care of her. And then I'll say thank you for helping me. And I want you to be a kid. I don't want you to have to take care of me. I want you to be able to enjoy life.
So, Mercedes, I want you to have that conversation with her. That's going to mean so much to her. In your homework pertaining to your dad, I want you to take small bits of tissue, and I want you to write on that tissue the things that he took away from you, okay? And then flush it, throw it away, whatever. You release it. Well, Mercedes, it was so nice meeting you.
You too.
And I'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. I enjoyed talking to Lola. She's insightful, but I don't know about some of the other stuff, like homework. Because right now, I need to stay focused on my physical progress. And my worry is doing anything to cause me emotional stress will make me struggle. But I'm not going to ignore or discount what she said. I'm just saying, I have to be careful not to get off track. This next appointment, I have to make good and hit my goal. So that's what I plan to do.